potatoes are shipped in.
What?
A bag that potatoes are shipped in.
Called a poke, I think.
What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
About a bushel.
What do you call the things that burn and you like to
see? Bulbs, light bulbs.
What did they used to use before they had light bulbs?
Kerosene lamps.
Can you tell me about those?
Well, it was just a container made out of glass, and in the middle you filled it up with kerosene, and then it had a burner on there you screwed on there and put a globe on it, and lit, it had a wick in it, and that wick went down in that kerosene.
If you had a whole lot of nails, what would they come in?
A keg.
What about if, when you were going outside to hang your clothes up, what would you carry them in?
Carry them in? I used to carry mine in a clothes bag.
What was something that you could put in the top of a bottle to stop it up?
A cork.
Have you ever heard of an instrument that people used to play a lot, that they all they needed was their mouth to play it?
A harp.
Have you ever heard of it called anything else? What about, can you tell me anything about old-timey buggies or wagons?
Yeah, old-timey buggy had four wheels on it, and it had two shafts to it, and they put the horse in between them two shafts, and they had leather saddles and all. They hooked them up to them, to the horse and all, and that pulled the horse, to pull the buggy. It had a seat in it. You got up and set the seat. Then you had two lines from the horse's bridle, come around the horse's bridle. You had two lines, and you want the horse to turn right, you pull the right rein. And that's where you guided the horse.
Now, can you tell me about any of the kinds of things that carpenters would use in their work, the tools they use?
Saws, hammers, chisels, and screwdrivers, and nails.
Talking about wagons again, you would have, if you, do you know what this is? If you had two horses and each one has a single tree, what do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
Trace, I believe. Trace.
If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you would say he was doing what?
Hauling wood up to the house for the winter.
What do people used to use in their field to get them ready to plant?
You used to put fertilizer.
What about, I think they used horses with them for wood.
On the plows.
Can you tell me how a plow works?
Well, a plow's got two handles and a stop that runs down in the ground, and then it's got a big old iron plow that's hooked to that piece of wood. And you hook your horse to the plow, kind of like a buggy, and the horse pulls it, and you get behind it and hold him to.
Okay, can you tell me how they get fields ready?
They plow them up, and then they go with what they call a harrow. And it's got wheels on it, levels it all off, and gets all the grass and roots and all that. And then they take another plow and lay the rows off.
Is there any certain distance they have to
keep apart? Yeah, according to what you plant. I think corn's supposed to be planted in 4-foot rows.